We know there was a ballot. We know that the union have indicated that the ballot supported industrial action, whether that's work to rule or strike. We're not quite clear on the numbers yet, and we don't have anything further at this stage.
Is there a timeline, like if they've been balloted, like within 48 hours, they have to come back to you guys, or there's no sort of timeline?
You know, strikes are quite uncommon in the Isle of Man. So at the moment, we're just checking out about the validity of the ballot and what the next steps look like and what that timeline looks like. I don't have the details, I'm afraid.
If it were to go ahead, if there was to be a strike, any idea what could be the dates or anything like that?
No, at the moment, I've spoken with Bus Fanning, and you know, what we'd like to do is just reassure people that as and when we get any details provided about potential disruptions to services, we'll communicate those as quickly as we can, with whatever, you know, mitigations that we can put against that. We are committed to having ongoing discussions with the bus drivers via their unions, and trying to resolve matters. That would be the ideal thing for every party, is to have some resolution to this. But we're not at that stage yet until they formally notify us what we're going to do.
And has the department started looking at any kind of, you know, backup plans just in case it needs to step in for anything?
We always have a lot of business continuity plans around every action that the department is taking in every division, and we do have business continuity plans. But until we know the exact nature of the industrial action that Unite are going to agree that their members will take, and when that is, I don't think we can say yet. What I would like to do is to urge the unions to come back into the discussions and to work to find a way forward, because nobody, the bus drivers and the department, nobody wants to see that service upset. It's a really important service for our island, and we all rely on it to one extent or another.
Referring back to that social media post, there was lots of concerns, lots of comments on there. I think especially during this time of the year, where in the next few weeks people are going to start depending more on the bus services, because mm-hmm. Christmas parties, the police take the bus home instead of drink driving, so it's going to be one of the essential services.
Absolutely, it is an essential service, and you're right, this time of year we positively encourage people to switch their journey to the bus so they can go out and enjoy the works Christmas do without worrying about how they're going to get home. But I genuinely have no information about on what dates or what level of industrial action the union is currently proposing.